Today on Hardwired.
The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Now notice, he had cried out to God in faith, but he had to mix patience with his faith to finally experience God's deliverance. Great example.
You're listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you. It's our favorite time of the day where we get to hang out together and hear about how the truth of God's Word can make a huge difference as it's hardwired into your life, your relationships, and your future. You may be stuck in traffic or maybe even stuck in life. Either way, today's message is going to help you get on the right track as you learn how much God loves you right where you are. And if for any reason you have to break away before the end of the program, you can always catch it at our website, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. So let's go ahead and get right into today's message. Here's Pastor Jeff to set it up for us.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, we hear a lot taught about faith these days, but there's one thing that faith must have, and that is patience. We must exercise patience if we're going to see our faith deliver what we're believing our faith to deliver. Put another way, faith without patience often misses the mark because we don't hang around long enough to see God answer our prayers. So today I'm going to talk to you about the great need to mix patience with your faith. I believe it's going to bless you. So grab your Bible, a pen, some paper, and let's go right to the message, faith needs patience.
I want to talk to you about something having to do with faith. As a matter of fact, I'm calling this today, faith needs patience. And I want to read out of Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 to 15. And this is a really, really wonderful text. I've read this so many times in my Christian life, and I believe it's going to bless you. So if you want to turn there with me, I'm reading it out of the New King James Version of the Bible, and let's talk about faith today. He says in Hebrews 6, verse 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, again, I want to talk to you about the need of mixing patience with your faith. Because, you know, we hear a lot about faith today. You can turn on Christian television, and I guarantee you within 60 seconds or less, you're going to hear the word faith. But I haven't heard many messages on how we need to mix faith with patience in order to obtain the promises. But here's the deal. You can have great faith, but without patience, you may not obtain what faith is believing for. Let me put it another way. We need to mix faith with patience. Because while faith can believe it, patience will keep us in the game long enough to receive it. See, without patience, sometimes faith just is by itself. And when it's by itself without patience, we don't tend to wait around long enough for what we're believing God for to come to pass. So we need to mix faith with patience. Now, the Bible is filled with examples of this, and let me just give you a few of them. In Psalms 40, David has prayed for deliverance from a horrible pit. That's what he calls it. We don't know what it was. We don't know what he was dealing with in Psalms 40. But most commentators agree that it wasn't something out here, but it was something in here. He was dealing with an inward struggle. And for him, it felt like it finally descended into the equivalent of a horrible pit. So metaphorically, he's saying, I cried out to God to deliver me from this horrible pit. And then he went into talking about the miry clay. So essentially, he was stuck in a pit and he felt like he was sinking in quicksand. And this was all within himself. And so The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Now notice, he had cried out to God in faith, but he had to mix patience with his faith to finally experience God's deliverance. Great example. We also see in our text that we read that Abraham believed the promise from God of a son. But it was after he had, quote, now I'm quoting the Bible, after he had patiently endured that he obtained the promise. 25 years down the road, God promised Abraham a son when he was a 75-year-old man. But he received that son when he was a 100-year-old man. And so look, he had faith, but the Bible says he also endured. He patiently endured. So he had to mix patience with his faith to receive the promise. How often we miss what God has for us because we've got the faith for it, but we don't have the patience to hang in there long enough to receive it. In the book of Revelation, we find the Apostle John commending both, quote, the patience and the faith of the saints. So that's sort of a dynamic duo, faith mixed with patience. That's Revelations 13, verse 10. Then even Jesus went so far as to say, in your patience, you possess your souls. So patience is so important, mixed with faith, wedded with faith. We need to mix patience with our faith in order to carry us long enough that we receive the promise. Peter wrote these words in 2 Peter 1:5. Add to your faith patience. Peter wrote that. Well, why do I need to add patience to my faith? Because once again, without patience, you may believe it, but you're not going to be in the game long enough to receive it. Patience will keep you walking, will keep you moving, will keep you going forward so that what you're believing God for, you finally obtain. So by faith and patience, we experience deliverance, we experience the obtaining of promises, and we hold fast to our salvation by mixing patience with faith. Now, the thing I want to highlight today is the importance of this because, you know, again, we hear all kinds of teaching on faith, but not a lot of teaching on patience because it doesn't give us the Holy Ghost bumps like talking about faith does. But the bottom line is patience is crucial to believing and receiving the promises of God. Faith believes it, but patience leaves us in there long enough to receive it. Without patience, you may faint in your waiting. Paul wrote, and this is why Paul wrote this very important verse, Galatians 6, verse 9. You know the verse, but let me read it anyway. Let's not get tired of doing what is good, for at the right time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Now, that little word, if, is all about our patience and not faith. It's about patience. If we will receive the promise, we will receive the harvest, we will receive the answer if we don't give up. And we give up when we quit being patient with the process of God. Now, I want to just give you a little illustration, and maybe this will help. Let's say your next door neighbor were to call you and say this, hey, I've got a wonderful surprise for you that you're going to love if you just want to come over next door and receive it. Now, you would say, wow, I love surprises, and it's just next door. So quickly and easily, you go out your front door, you walk over to your neighbor, take a few steps, you're at their house, and you knock on the door, and what they told you they had for you, you receive it. And it was that easy. And you know, some prayers are like that. We love these kinds of prayers. Because we pray for something and God decides to answer it quickly. We don't pray for long. We pray and shortly, here it comes. We love that. And that didn't really require much patience, did it? But God chooses sometimes to answer us just like that. But let's carry this illustration further. What if a friend calls you that lives 30 miles away with the same promise, quote, I've got a wonderful surprise for you if you want to make the journey to get it. You believe them, but obtaining the promise is going to take more time and effort now because it's 30 miles away. It's going to take more patience to get there. So you set out, and on the way there, you're tested. There's a wreck in the road. Traffic is backed up. While waiting for it to clear, you realize you're almost out of gas. All kinds of problems have now set in between your departure and your arrival. You believe your friend, and you want the surprise, you want the promise, you want the blessing, but it's taking more time and more perseverance and more patience to get it. Getting to your friend's house is requiring more than you originally expected. So in order to make it there, you've got to not only believe their promise, but you've got to persevere through difficulties in order to get it. Finally, the traffic clears. You stop at a nearby gas station and gas up, and you make it to your friend's house, and you receive the blessing, the promise that they had given to you. But let's take this illustration just one step further. Let's pretend that you receive a call from a friend in another country, and they tell you something that the first two didn't tell you. They tell you they've decided to leave you a large portion of their inheritance, but you must travel to their house to receive it. Now, you believe your friend's promise because you know your friend does not lie. They're trustworthy. So you decide to set out on the journey. Wow, a portion of their inheritance. This is incredible. But the journey proves even more difficult than you anticipated. The airplane you're on hits high winds, and there's incredibly difficult and frightening turbulence. There's dangers on the way. And once landing, you can't find a rental car. You're in a strange country now. And because you're in a strange country, you can't find anybody that speaks English like you do. And so these different problems and challenges and dangers are stacking up between you departing and arriving at the place of the fulfillment of the promise your friend made for you. Now your friend's house seems a million miles away, and it seems so very hard to get there, way more than you anticipated. You sit down in exasperation, and you begin to think this way. Is this worth all the trouble? Maybe I should just quit and go back home. And this is where persevering patience comes in. Because friends, listen, sometimes God makes us a promise that seems far away, but he's made the promise. And it has to do with your inheritance in Christ. And he's got something incredible he wants to bless you with. It may be a ministry, it may be a job, it may be a relationship, it may be some long-standing desire of your heart. And it's part of the inheritance that Christ has purchased for you when he died on the cross and spilled his precious blood so that he could bless you with what the Father had for you.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment, but first I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. Now, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry. You can find the program at our website, hardwired.org, along with all of the programs from Pastor Jeff. Also, we regularly get emails and calls from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we would love to hear from you too. So let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111 or through the website, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. Or call 877-884-3111. And now let's get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
When you began to believe it and receive it, it's taken way longer than you thought. And there are way more problems than you anticipated. And you're at the place today where you're exasperated, like the man in our story, in our illustration. And you're asking yourself, is this really worth it? Is it worth it, the perseverance, the continuing on? The problems, the tests, the trials, is this worth it? Maybe I should just quit and go back home. And if you do quit and you go back home, your friend is still your friend, but you're going to fail to obtain the highest blessing that they have for you. And you know what? Sometimes we choose to not patiently endure. And while the Lord Jesus remains our Savior, we miss some of the highest blessings that he has for us because we don't mix patience with our faith. See, these are twins. These are, with your faith, you got to have patience. And with your patience, you got to have faith. Faith believes it. But patience keeps you in the game long enough to receive it. The two go together. The two work together. The two walk together. They are both necessities in receiving and obtaining the promises of God. This is the way it is in our walk with God. Some of God's promises are not immediately obtained, but it takes time, it takes patience, it takes continuing on. And it is these kinds of prayers, these kinds of blessings that we're wanting to obtain that require mixing faith with patience so that we can receive the promise. Remember, the verse in Hebrews said, we are to be followers of those who mix faith with patience and obtain the promises of God. Now, when God requires us to exercise long patience in receiving a promise, you can be sure he's working some very important things into your life. Now, let me just name two of them. First, when you got a promise from God and you know it's in the will of God, you know that what you're asking for is in the will of God. The word is clear about it. This is something God wants for you, but it's taking time, longer than you thought, more trouble than you thought. Then you can count on it. Here's the first thing. God is building your character. God is using the wait to build your character. Sometimes the promise is ready for us, but we're not ready for the promise. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the promise is ready for us, but we're not ready for the promise. It's going to take stronger, Christ-like character to be able to handle the fulfillment of what God wants to do. You know, I can think so many times in my life that I was asking God to please do this, that, or the other, and he required me to wait. He called me to wait, not to give up my request, not to give up my dream, not to give up my destiny, not to give up what I was believing for, but to mix it with patience, because he chose a timing that he attached to that promise. And I had to learn to be patient and wait on God. But I can look back now and see, thank you, Jesus, you did not answer that promise when I was praying it. Because if you had answered it when I was praying it, it would have been a great blessing, but I would not have been able to handle that blessing without some stronger character, greater wisdom, more maturity, more seasoning. I could not have done it without those things. And so God waited and he prepared me for the promise as well as preparing the promise for me. Listen to the Apostle James. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. I'm going to read that again because we don't really believe this. I don't know anybody that gets happy when they're having trials and temptations. But here's what James tells us. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. Verse 3, James chapter 1. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. Did you catch that? When your way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let's flip the coin. When the way is not rough, our patience will not grow. We need those rough times, challenging times, testing times that will perfect our faith. Look at what he goes on to say in verse 4. So let it grow. What's the it? Your patience. Let it grow. And don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, catch this, folks, it's beautiful. When your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything. Strong in character, full and complete. Well, I could just take that verse and preach on it the rest of this message, but I want you to catch this now. He says, look, troubles and difficulties to somebody in the world that doesn't know God, that's one thing. All they see is trouble and difficulty. But the child of God sees something else. Child of God knows that God's in control. And God being in control, then the child of God can trust that God is sovereignly working something out, and that's why we're waiting. And they also know that he's going to work character into me, because troubles and tests and trials are going to exercise patience into me, put patience into me. And notice how James connects patience with being strong in character. See, impatient people don't have strong character. But patient people are strong in character, full and complete. So there you have a beautiful promise that when God is requiring you to wait, to mix faith with patience, You can know that God is working on your character. He's perfecting your patience. He's strengthening your patience. He wants to make you more like Jesus. He is able to make all things work together for the good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. Well, what is his purpose? That we might be conformed into the image of God's dear Son. So that's what God is after. He's after Jesus in you, putting Jesus in you, growing Jesus in you. And part of that is patience. All right? But there's a second thing God is doing as you and I mix faith with patience for a long-haul belief, a long-haul time where we're waiting on God to bring something to pass that is not happening overnight. Here's the deal. He's building your faith. He's not only building your patience and building your character, he's building your faith. Now, we read in the Bible how Abraham, as I've already mentioned, persevered for 25 years between the promise and the provision that God gave him. He's 75 years old, and Sarah is younger than that. She's 65, I believe. And when God spoke to them as a couple, God said, I'm going to give you a son. He's 75, she's 65. God said, I'm going to give you a son. Well, don't you know that this couple looked at themselves and said, well, he better hurry up because we're not getting any younger. But could they have ever imagined that God was going to do it 25 years later when he's 100 and she's 90? No, I don't think they did. Matter of fact, we know that Abraham and Sarah fainted in their waiting. And that is when Sarah gave Abraham the terrible idea to have relations with her handmaid Hagar, and Ishmael was born, and it was a bad idea. And it shows that they were fainting in their patience, but they recovered. They got back in the game, and they began to believe God again for this incredible miracle. So year after year after year, they believed God, thinking, well, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year. Don't you know that after, say, 20 years, they were wondering, is it ever going to happen? We come up to 25 years later, God came through after their waiting had produced incredible patience, but also faith. Let me read to you what Paul wrote about Abraham. He says in Romans 4:19, and not being weak in faith. Now that's talking about when God made the promise when Abraham was 75. At that moment, he was not weak in faith. He had good faith. But look what happened. He did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. He didn't look at the circumstances around him and say, there's no way this is going to happen. I'm an old man. My wife is an older woman. There's no way this is going to happen. We've passed our time of being able to reproduce. But the Bible says he was not moved by what he saw, but he was moved by the promise of God. And he mixed patience with his faith. We're talking 25 years of patience, perseverance, endurance, hanging on to the promise of God. And look what happened. He did not waver the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in his faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now note, when the promise began, he wasn't weak in faith, but as they waited, as they endured, as they mixed patience with their faith, his faith became stronger. What was God doing? God was strengthening his patience. God was developing his character. He was going to become the father of our faith, all of our faith, and he was strengthening his faith. So his patience grew, his character grew, and his faith grew because God waited between the promise and the provision. That's powerful.
You've been listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. It would mean the world to us to know how the program has helped you today. So take a quick minute and give us a call, 877-884-3111. Or you can connect with us at our website, hardwired.org. And if you enjoy the program as much as we love bringing it to you, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. There are daily costs associated with the program, and we truly do depend on the faithful financial support of our listeners like you to allow us to be on this station. So please, consider partnering with us today with your gifts to this ministry. You can call us at 877-884-3111 or go to the website hardwired.org. Again, call 877-884-3111 or at our website hardwired.org. Thank you for your loyal partnership, as we couldn't do this without you. And finally, Pastor Jeff is the founder and senior pastor of the vibrant Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're ever in the area, we hope you'll stop by and say hi. And let us know that you listen to the program. That would really make our day. And Pastor Jeff would love to meet you personally, too. So till next time, have a great day. And thanks so much for listening to Hardwired.